How to deal with hip pain. Although commonly found in adults and females, hip pain is not limited to age or sex. From temporary hip pain to chronic ones like cartilage breakdown, hip pain treatments can be short-term or long-standing. However, having pain in any part of the body, either severe or mild, is not something to ignore. From difficulty in bending, to stiffness while climbing stairs, to limping, the daily lives are hampered. If this is you, hear what an expert Thomas Gehrman has to say about hip pain, causes, and treatment. What are the causes of hip pain? Pain can come from the outside or inside of the hip, outer buttocks, lower thighs, or it can even be coming from your lower back or lower abdomen. Hence, being a condition that is caused by a variety of issues, knowing the causes of hip pain can be difficult to define. The hip is a ball and socket joint that is strong and highly stable for legs and upper body movements, says Thomas Gehrman, a renowned chiropractor in Colorado Springs. Over time, the overall makeup of the hip can get tired due to wear and tear and result in hip pain. Sometimes, pain in the hip can also be as a result of fall or injury or even a deformity someone is born with. Understanding where the pain is coming from and the causes are the first steps in treatment, says Thomas Gehrman. However, the most common conditions and causes of hip pains are arthritis, hip fractures, trochanteric bursitis, muscle and cartilage tears, osteoporosis, tendonitis, cancer, and osteomyelitis. When should you see a doctor? Before visiting a doctor, it is important to take note of where the pain is coming from. Healthcare makes use of physical examination, history, and other medical examinations such as x-rays to diagnose the problem. Visit the doctor immediately if you fell and you felt a crack in the hip bone, have difficulties performing daily activities such as climbing the stairs, bending, experience pain or soreness when you sleep over the hips, walk or move the leg, can't bear heavy weight. Treatment of hip pain. Hip pain's treatment depends on the cause and the degree of pain. While some can be treated with over-the-counter medication or pain reliever, chronic ones might require a hip replacement. Besides, there are some that require patients to take enough sleep, exercise, massage, or simply cold application. Some hip pains, like the ones caused by strains on tendons or tendinitis, can be managed at home and relieved with over-the-counter medications such as anti-inflammatory medications. When should a patient go for a hip replacement? Well, this is mostly carried out when a patient is at the last stage of the disease and other alternatives seem not to be working out, says Thomas Gehrman. For instance, some with osteoarthritis can involve in hip exercises and stretches to reduce pain. However, if the pain becomes unbearable and there is a hip deformity, total hip replacement is carried out, he adds. Don't delay to see your doctor if you notice any severe hip pain. If it is left untreated, it can lead to disability.